The debate took place in the early primary state of South Carolina and featured a spirited exchange among the candidates on a range of foreign policy issues, including Iraq, Darfur, and how to deal with U.S. adversaries abroad. On Iraq, Illinois Senator Barack Obama reminded viewers that he opposed the U.S.-led invasion from the beginning, unlike Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who initially supported the use of force against Saddam Hussein.
The time for us to ask how we were going to get out of Iraq was before we went in. And that is something that too many of us failed to do.
Clinton currently leads the Democratic field in public opinion polls, followed by Obama and former Senator John Edwards. In response to another question, Obama said he would be willing to meet individually with the leaders of Iran, Syria, Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea in the first year of his presidency. In contrast, Senator Clinton took a much more cautious approach to dealing with countries hostile to the United States.
Because I think it is not that you promise a meeting at that high a level before you know what the intentions are. I don't want to be used for propaganda purposes.
Much of the debate featured citizens asking the candidate questions on video, including this woman whose son is about to return to duty as a soldier in Iraq.
How many more soldiers must die while these political games continue in our government?
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson said he will pull all U.S. troops out of Iraq within 6 months, but several of the other contenders said it would take much longer to get the bulk of U.S. forces out of Iraq. This is an exchange between a questioner and Senator Joe Biden of Delaware.
I mean, do you leave a newborn baby to take care of himself? How do we pull out now?
You know we can't just pull out now. Let's get something straight. It's time to start to tell the truth.
The candidates also differed on the question of whether U.S. troops should be sent into the Darfur region of Sudan to help quell the violence there. Senator Biden said yes, while Senator Clinton said no. The debate delved into domestic issues as well, including global warming, taxes, and health care. At one point, a lesbian couple appeared on the screen with a question for all eight candidates.
If you were elected president of the United States, would you allow us to be married?
Most of the contenders said they would support allowing homosexual couples to enter into civil unions, a step short of gay marriage. The debate was held amid the backdrop of recent public opinion polls that suggest Democrats have cause for optimism next year. A recent New York Times CBS News survey found that voters preferred a Democrat to win the White House next year over a Republican by a margin of 47% to 32%. But political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says the gap between the two parties closes rapidly once the names of specific candidates are mentioned.
And it certainly is the case that a generic Democrat has a huge lead over a generic Republican, but when you put Senator Clinton in the race against a particular Republican, even, frankly, when you put Senator Obama in a race against a particular Republican, the race often tightens up. So Democrats, I think, are optimistic. They're hopeful. They're optimistic. They're upbeat, but they know they can't take anything for granted yet.
In all, 39 videos through YouTube were used in the debate to ask questions of the Democratic contenders. A similar interactive debate is scheduled for September for the 9 Republicans seeking their party's presidential nomination. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.